It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad we're together. Do you see the model cars that I brought? I'll put them down on the floor. You can see them better here. Like that. Just make them go yourself. What would you do with those two cars? How would you play with them? Well, this morning I saw a little car accident, an automobile accident. Yes, the cars were something like this. One was, they were going along the road like this, and this one car went up like that and went like that. Yeah. You see, the person in this car wanted to get ahead of this one, and he thought he could go faster than that one, but he didn't. Now, you could do that with your fists. Pretend this is one car and just go like that with the other one. Now these are two cars going along like this. Just hit in. Were you ever in a hurry with your bicycle or your tricycle or something and just felt as if you'd like to go faster than somebody else and a little bit of an accident? Did you ever see an accident? Did you tell anybody about it? Did you play about it? Well, I used to do that when there were frightening things. I used to play about it. Did you ever fall and hurt your hand or knee? Did you ever bite your tongue? Did you ever find the stinger of a bee stuck in your thumb? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries when I was growing up like you. Did you ever trip and fall down on the stairs? Did you ever stub your toe? Did you ever dream of great big grizzly bears who wouldn't go? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries when I was growing up, when I was growing up, when I was growing up like you. Did you ever notice a stop sign at the side of the road? You know, a sign that says S-T-O-P, stop? Did you? Well, even before you can read books, you can notice a sign that says stop. Sure, that's just like That's just like a design. I remember all sorts of things like that when I was little. And I remember frightening things, and I used to play a lot about them because I was trying to understand how I felt about them. Why don't we do some make-believe, you and I? All right? Oh, I like that picture. Hi, picture. Hi, it's this. It's a very nice kind of picture. Yep. Little food for you fish? Just a little bit. Let's set up the neighborhood of make-believe model. This is a way to understand how you feel about things. Make believing. Yep. Set up the whole trolley track today because I have an idea about the trolley. Thought maybe we could pretend that the trolley has an accident. What do you think? Pretend that the trolley has an accident in the neighborhood of make-believe. That way, it'll be just a pretend accident. Okay? Will you pretend with me?
Fine. Oh, and I thought it might go by itself. On these trolley tracks, anyway.
Well, the wheels do seem to fit the tracks, Corny. I wonder what could be wrong.
Try giving it just a little harder push, will you?
Sure.
Oh.
I guess it'll just have to be a push car, Corny.
Oh. I have an idea.
What?
Come on over to the factory while I find something. It just might do the trick. Come along.
Okay.
What happened? What's happened here?
Oh, what happened?
Well, I can see that, but my car is really smashed.
I really should have taken it off the tracks, Corny.
Oh, my, look at...
Hello, Doctor.
Oh. Hello, Lady Aberlin. Looks like an accident.
Well, it sure is. A trolley ran into my car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe you should examine trolley and see if trolley needs glasses.
Well, you know, the trolley's just a machine, and I'm afraid my kind of glasses wouldn't help very much.
Are you examining anyone's eyes today?
Yes, I believe Henrietta will probably need her glasses changed. I've come to examine her eyes. Would you be good enough to help me?
Well, Corny,
yes?
Would you come with me?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I'll take my car back to the factory and fix it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. When I'm finished helping the doctor, I'll come over to the factory and maybe I can help you.
Okay, I'll never leave it on the track alone again.
I won't either. Just glad nobody was hurt.
Yes, somebody could have been walking near the tracks when the accident happened.
We were lucky. I'll never leave anything on those tracks again. Oh, look, X is flying today.
Yeah, I'm your Dr. Meow?
Yes, Hen.
Oh, Dr. Meow, Meow, Meow.
Hello, Henrietta. Are you ready for your eye examination today?
Meow, 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 old glasses. Meow, 8 years old. Meow.
Oh, my, they really are old. It probably is time to have them changed.
Mm.
Lady Aberlin is going to help me.
Meow, good.
Meow. She'll hold some of my equipment.
Meow, lots of things.
Oh, yes. Now, we'll take a look at your eyes first.
Meow. Meow, 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 funny glasses.
Mm-hmm, but everything looks fine. Let's see how well you're seeing now. Can you read the letters on the chart?
Meow, meow, very well, meow.
All right, let's find out what you may need to help you. Look over my shoulder now.
Meow.
All right, I think we can change those. Let's try these first of all. How does that look, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 a little better, meow.
All right, I think this will do just the trick.
Meow, meow, much better, meow, meow.
That's fine.
Meow, 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 much better, meow.
All right, now we can order your new glasses.
Meow. Meow, 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 exercise, meow.
Well, you'll do the exercises on your own. I have to get back to my office now.
Meow, meow, thank you, Dr. Meow, meow, meow.
You're welcome. You can come and pick your glasses up in about a week.
Oh, meow.
Thank you, Lady Aberlin.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Meow, meow,
Doctor.
Meow. Meow,
exercise.
Meow, meow, exercise. Meow, 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 wink, meow, blink. Meow, look up. Meow, look down. Meow, meow, meow.
Can you wink? Can you blink? Can you look straight ahead? Can you see somebody you like? Can you look at your feet without moving your head?
Meow, wink, meow, blink. Meow, look up. Meow, look down. Meow, meow, meow.
Can you wink? Can you blink? Can you look straight ahead? Can you see somebody you like? Can you look at your feet without moving your head? Can you look to your left and your right and way up, up, down? Over far and over this way farther. You see, it is no bother to exercise your eyes.
Speaking
of Lady
Aberlin, good day to you, Lady Aberlin. Good day, Henrietta. Good day.
Would you like to exercise your eyes with us, Mr. McFeely?
Yeah, well, all right, I have about a minute.
Yeah. We'll help him, Henrietta.
Yeah, wink, meow, blink.
Mr. McFeely,
mm-hmm.
Can you wink? Can you blink? Can you look straight ahead? Can you see somebody you like? Can you look at your feet without moving your head? Good. Can you look to your left and your right and way up, up, down, over far and over this way farther? You see, it is no bother to exercise your eyes.
Meow, 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 delivery.
Well, it's for the Platypus family, Henrietta.
Oh, meow, meow, Australia.
Well, I know, but they're due back this Thursday, and they sent this trunk on ahead.
Oh, look, meow, it has writing on it.
Yes,
meow,
it does.
Meow, see it, meow.
Property of Platypus family. Do not open. Presents for all.
Meow, meow, presents.
Yes, but we can't open them, Henrietta.
No siree, Bob, and I'm on my way over the Platypus Mound to deliver them now.
Well, I'm over on my way to Corny's factory.
All
see
right.
You later.
Meow,
bye,
good
Henrietta.
Good day,
meow,
good day,
meow,
Henrietta.
Meow.
Good day to you. Thank you.
presents for all, hmm? Well, I don't know whether I can wait. If they're not here by tomorrow, I don't think I can wait. Doot doot! My eyes want to see those presents for me. Ooh.
We'll have to wait ourselves and see. Lady Elaine isn't the only one who'll have to wait. Lady Eberlin's probably seeing Corny and his car. I think Corny could put that car together, don't you? Sure. I like that Exercise Your Eyes song they sang. Let's try to remember it. Can you wink? Can you blink? Can you look straight ahead? Can you see somebody you like? Can you look at your feet without moving your head? Can you look to your left and your right and way up, up, down, over far, and over this way farther? You see, it is no bother to exercise your eyes. Do you remember the time that I showed you how that doctor gave me an eye examination? Well, he examines my eyes every year. Would you like to see what I remember about the very last time that he examined them?
Mr. Rogers, the first thing I'd like to check is your vision. Mm-hmm. Would you look at the chart on the wall and tell me if you can read the third from the bottom line?
APEOTF.
And the one below it?
TZVECL.
Very good. Do you see it as well with just the right eye?
Almost as well.
How about with the left eye?
Not quite so well.
Better with both eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'd like also to check your vision up close. Can you see all the paragraphs?
Yes, the top one is very, very small.
Mm-hmm. Do you see it as well with just the right eye?
No.
And with the left?
No, it's better with both.
Better with both. Thank you. I'd like to look at your eyes now. We have some special glasses and a little light.
Mm-hmm.
Again, would you look across the room? Good. Would you follow my light now? Try to hold your head still and follow it just with your eyes. Now follow it in and tell me what happens.
It looks like two.
Good.
When it gets close.
That's fine. I'd like to check your depth perception, and we use a special book and a special pair of glasses. If you look at my friend the fly, does it appear that you could touch his wings?
Yes. Looks like it's just going to fly right out.
Right. Can you tell me if you can recognize any of these circles coming out?
This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. I'm having a little trouble down in here.
All right. Does this help?
Oh, yes. Mm. This one, and this one.
That's very good. Thank you.
Are those Polaroid lenses?
Yes. They're special to offer depth perception.
Ah.
Now I'd like to see how your color vision sense is. What
12,
number do you see?
12. And 7. And nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 4. Very clear. A 4.
That's right. Very good.
That's an interesting test.
Some people see colors differently than others.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take a look inside your eye now, and we use this special light. Would you look across the room? We have to get very close.
Can you see what I'm thinking?
No, I don't think anybody can see what you're thinking. We can only see as far as inside the eye. Let's try the other one now.
There's a little light in there.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can see the blood vessels. Would you like to see what it's like?
Mm-hmm.
Put this in front of this eye and look right into mine. That's where all
the can't see in there.
That's where all the nerves come in and go out. Now let's take a look at the front part of your eye with this. You put your chin in the chin rest.
Will this hurt?
Not at all. We use lights with almost all of our work, and you've really never been hurt by a light, have you?
No.
Just look right into the center of the hole with your right eye. Keep your eyes open nice and wide. That's very good. Now let's try the left.
I can see my own eye in
That's
there.
Right. That's a reflection. That's very good. And now this part. If you'll make yourself comfortable and look right through the two holes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be flashing my light first in one eye, then in the other. Don't look at my light, but once again look across the room.
All right.
We change the lenses to make sure of the prescription. That's good. And once again, look across the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Nothing is very clear now, but that should be better.
Oh, yes.
Good. Now we're going to work with one eye at a time. Can you see all the letters?
Mm-hmm.
Does this help?
A little bit.
Is this better still?
Yes.
Is this as good?
No.
This is the best then?
That's the best.
Very good. Let's look with the other eye. Does that help?
A little bit.
As good?
Not quite as good.
This should be better.
It is.
This should be just about the same.
That's the best, I think.
Good. And with both eyes, everything should be nice and clear.
Very clear now.
Good. That takes care of the vision part. Let's see how the muscles that turn the eyes work. You should see two charts now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's moving to your right.
Oh, that's funny.
Tell me when one is right underneath the other.
Right there.
Good. That's just the way it should be.
They go like this, and then they come together like that.
That's right. It shows us that both eyes are working as they should. That completes the examination, and everything looks very good. You will need some glasses to help you see better when you're doing close work, but other than that, your eyes are healthy and clear and look very fine.
Nobody can look into your eyes and know what you're thinking. You take a look at my eyes very closely. You can't know what I'm thinking, can you? Do you remember that stop sign that I made? Oh, some days ago. This one. You know, I was just thinking, it's not the cars that make the accidents. It's the people who make the cars go. It's people who must be careful. Cars themselves can't be careful. There's somebody at the door. Would you look out the window to see who it is, please? Mr. McFeely. Good. Hi, Mr. McFeely. Come in.
Delivery. Very busy day. Very busy day. The Chargers, there you go.
But I didn't order anything, Mr.
McFeely. Well, I know. I just wanted to leave it off until tomorrow. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Thank you. Speedy delivery. Good day to you. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. He didn't even see our sign. Didn't seem to stop for a second. Wonder what's in here. He said he'd leave it until tomorrow. See what it says? It says,
secret. Well, it's not mine, so I can't open it. Well, there's some things that you're just not allowed to see. I do wonder what it is, though. Some things you're not supposed to look at. Nope. We'll find out more about it tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I think I'll leave this right here. Yeah. We'll see more about it tomorrow. Play about the things that you're trying to understand. It'll help you understand them better. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. You're the kind of person it's so easy to like. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.